this Friday at 7 p.m. at St. Augustine Cathedral in Kalamazoo, a choral ensemble from not too far away will perform a public concert that's free and open to the public. It's part of the Sacred Music at the Cathedral series, which is founded by Tom Fielding some years ago. On the program, Our Lady's Consort, coming to us from the University of Notre Dame. And I'd like to welcome to the airwaves Howard Ekdahl, the music director, conductor of Our Lady's Consort. Thank you for chatting with me today.
Thanks for having me, Kara.
Tell us about the purpose of this group and a little bit about how it was founded.
Well, Our Lady's Consort is an undergraduate student group. It's actually a club, technically, with the university. And the group is student-run, so they elect their own officers. And I serve as their music director, basically just to provide some musical leadership that's maybe a little bit more experienced. I believe it was started just as a group of friends that wanted to make music together, and this was a few years ago before I was at the university, but the group expanded to be a chamber ensemble, and here we are.
How many people are in this choir/club?
Right now we have 5 in each section, except for the sopranos. We have 4 sopranos. So that puts us right at 19 singers.
I listened to, a live track online, and I was so surprised at how closely it sounded to a lot of the professional recordings that we have of sacred music, church music from centuries ago that we have here in our library. It's surprised me that these young American students could sound so much like cathedral-trained singers.
Well, they are incredibly talented, I'll tell you that. I'm constantly impressed by just the level of diligence and just the positive influence they bring to each rehearsal and each performance. They're very intelligent kids, and they are very anxious to work hard to achieve that kind of sound. And I think also there's an admiration for that model that certainly comes through in their effort.
I imagine these are all students who are also pursuing all kinds of subjects and taking on workloads of many different types. Does the music itself provide a kind of respite from the rigors of their schoolwork?
Well, you know, I like to think that we take a pretty rigorous pace in rehearsal. So I think I think it is a little bit of a... maybe an oasis, an artistic oasis, if you will, in the week. So we meet on Sunday afternoons, and usually they're coming from Mass or church, and we meet in the music building and make our music together. But they do certainly come from all areas of study. I know just a couple weeks ago there was a student who was away taking the MCAT, and so there's not only music majors, but also very talented singers from a number of other majors.
I'm speaking with the director of Our Lady's Consort, which is a Notre Dame-based ensemble that will appear Friday in a live performance at St. Augustine Cathedral at 7 p.m., and it's a free concert. Howard Ekdahl is the director, and I'd like to ask you now about your musical training. What can you, would you expand on your life in music, please?
Oh, yes, I am a doctoral student in my second year here at the University of Notre Dame, studying choral conducting. And I've been a choral conductor since, I did my master's degree actually in voice performance. And when I was studying that, I also got involved with choral conducting. And I had an interest in it from the time I was an undergraduate at Augustana College in Rock Island, Illinois. They have a very historic and well-established choral tradition there. in kind of the Lutheran undergraduate choral tradition. If you're thinking of the schools like St. Olaf and the Nordic Choir at Luther, you'll be on the right track with that. So the Augustana Choir gave me some really great experiences as far as ensemble singing, and I very much enjoyed that, and it was a huge part of my development as a musician and as a person, quite frankly, kind of drew me to the field. So I began studying it while I was a voice student, and then I through church work and teaching, I became more kind of clearly desiring to be a choir conductor and just a conductor in general. So that's kind of how I found my way to this particular discipline.
So on Friday night, you'll have 19 singers in Our Lady's Consort and string support, some string players for certain pieces in the second half. Would you tell me what might be the oldest piece on the program? What goes back the furthest?
That would be The Bird. And that, of course, is Renaissance polyphony primarily. And
the composer William Byrd, is that correct?
Yeah, he's an English composer, and it's interesting because he was in his life fell during the time that there was quite a bit of very serious anti-Catholic sentiment, and he was a devout Catholic in England when there was just a whole host of things going back and forth between Protestantism and Catholicism in England's history. And he was in a part of that history where it was a very serious consequences socially and even existentially. But if you were a Catholic in England at that time, so these masses, they weren't published by him during his lifetime. They were actually discovered after that. And he has three settings of the mass that exist, and they're all just a very, very fine example of his compositional style, which is already, he already has a whole body of compositions that are very well respected, and these fall on the upper echelon of that. And some actually think that it was the sincerity and the fervor of his own personal Catholic faith that perhaps inspired the even the exceptional beauty of those mass settings. So The Bird is it actually presents a challenge in some ways because of the kind of the strictness that was expected in church music at that time in the Catholic tradition. Even though, relatively speaking, maybe it wasn't so strict. It was, the polyphony was actually pretty progressive at that time. But even so, the nuances that he puts into the music are really challenging sometimes to find. But when you find them, it kind of just opens up the piece into a new dimension when you discover those nuances and sing into them and interpret them. And that's kind of been one of the joys of working with that mass for four voices over the course of the last year, which has actually shown to be one of our, if not the most challenging pieces that we've worked on. And it's just a four voice setting of the mass, which on paper may not look too challenging, but it's presented quite a bit of a challenge for them to meet.
Yeah, Howard, I can't remember the last time I was able to go to a concert and hear one of these mass settings by William Byrd. This is a fairly rare event for our area, and I'll remind listeners that Our Lady's Consort will appear at St. Augustine Cathedral at 7 o'clock this Friday, first half of the concert, all in Latin, and featuring music of William Byrd, as well as Mendelssohn, Purcell, and Durifle, beautiful Ubi Caritas. Well, I asked you what the earliest composed piece was on the program, and now I'm going to ask you what is the most recent composed piece on this program.
Well, I think it's between the parrot. The parrot piece we're doing is called The Deer's Cry, and I think that's 2015 here. That's 2007, actually. So mm-hmm. That's not the newest. The newest one is one that we're actually still working up. We may be able to do a Macmillan piece that is from 2015. And so that's our last hurdle that we're going to get over this week as far as music preparation. So at the newest, it'll be 2015. If we end up presenting the Macmillan, if it's ready, and then if not, it'll be the parrot Deer's Cry, which is from 2007.
Well, it's a beautifully ambitious concert that also will carry a lot of meaning for people who attend. It's a free concert at 7 o'clock on Friday at St. Augustine Cathedral, featuring Our Lady's Consort, accompanied by strings in a few selections, and led by my guest, music director Howard Ekdahl. Thank you very much for talking with me today and previewing this concert, and I hope your travels to Kalamazoo are easy and quick, and you have a terrific experience here.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and we look forward to being there.